The name of the patient is Susan Reifert. The last name is R-E-I-F-F-E-R. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that in February of 2023 developed acute kidney injury. A biopsy was done, and it was consistent with renal tubular acidosis. However, the patient had a significant glomerulosclerosis and interstitial fibrosis of about 30%. The patient has been recording kidney function progressively. In the March of 2023, the serum creatinine was 2.57. And in January, the 4th of 2024, the patient has a creatinine of 2.2, and the estimated GFR from 18 went to 22 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria, 230 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is feeling well, and there is no evidence of anemia. The patient has recovered, and she plans to go to Michigan at the end of April. Period. Number two, in April of 23 and in January of 24, the patient has a calcium of 10.9. We have to address this. I am going to order ionized calcium serum phosphorus PTH as soon as possible. The patient is not taking any vitamin D supplementation. She is not taking calcium carbonate. Before we take any action, we are going to reassess the calcium and the phosphorus, as well as the PTH. Following number, the patient has corrected the anemia. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. This patient is taking 20 units of Toujeo in the morning and 30 in the afternoon. Hemoglobin A1C in the last determination in January was 8.5. My recommendation is to increase the morning administration of Toujeo to 25 okay. units and 30 in the evening. Following number, the patient has aortic stenosis that has been followed by the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has evidence of hyperuricemia that has been treated with Uloric. I spend reviewing the lab 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.